Talks aim to put summit with North Korea on track. Washington Secretary of State Mike Pompeo opened 2 days of high-level talks with a senior North Korean official Wednesday night as the Trump administration tries to establish whether there is enough common ground to proceed with a summit meeting in Singapore next month. The discussions began with a dinner Mr. Pompeo hosted for Gen. Kim Jong-chol, who is often described as the right-hand man to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and is making his first visit to the U.S. His arrival on Wednesday made him the highest-ranking North Korean to visit the U.S. in 18 years. Mr. Pompeo and Gen. Kim are planning to meet for more in-depth talks Thursday. We want to see if we have the makings of a successful summit, said a senior State Department official. With less than 2 weeks left before the planned June 12 summit, significant differences remain over the terms on which Pyongyang might give up its nuclear arsenal in exchange for security assurances and economic relief. The differences between North Korea and the U.S. remain quite significant. It won't be easy to narrow the gap and find common ground, but I think it would not be impossible, the South's unification minister, Cho Myung-jian, said in a speech to European diplomats on Wednesday. Public statements by each side indicate that one major obstacle is the pace of disarmament. The U.S. is pushing the regime to commit to complete, verifiable and irreversible denuclearization as quickly as possible, while the North Korean leader, Mr. Kim, has described a more phased process involving concessions from both sides at each stage.